Psalm 1, Preface. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So that pious and God-fearing prince Joshua declared, after he had divided the land of promise among the 12 tribes, and all Israel declared, they too would serve the Lord. And the same day they made a covenant that the Lord should be their God, and they would serve none other. So should every household in all Christendom be a house serving the Lord. For certainly that house shall be blessed. The house in which the word of God is daily read, in which praise is heard in the morning and prayer and thanksgiving at night, and where the inmates adorn their Christian profession by a walk of godliness, that house is a dwelling of the Most High, a resort of the angels, a stronghold against Satan. And there the Lord will command his blessing. The house in which is not the fear of God, in which the Lord is forgotten, and his word is not heard, that house may prosper for a time, but the storm will come upon it, and then its prosperity and happiness will fly away like chaff driven by the wind. Whereas the house serving the Lord, though it be but a hut, has a safe mooring, a sure comfort in afflictions, and is compassed about by the love of God. All this is confirmed by the first psalm, which reads as follows: Happiness of the godly, punishment of the ungodly. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Summary. This psalm exhorts us to love the Word of God and to delight in hearing and learning it. It promises that goodness and mercy shall follow him who loves the testimony of the Lord and who meditates in his law. He shall be like a palm tree planted by a well of water, which grows and thrives though the scorching rays of the sun and the hot winds of the desert beat upon it. So shall the lover of the Lord's statutes flourish, and his soul shall find comfort in the midst of the most dire afflictions. This the teachings of men cannot accomplish, for when the day of trial comes, they are consumed as stubble in the fire. But the word of God is a safe anchor and will not pass away. Prayer. Unto thee, O God, belong thanks and praise, because thou hast given unto us thy holy word. Enlighten our eyes by thy Holy Spirit to understand thy counsel of grace in Jesus Christ, to love thy word, and to take delight in learning thy statutes and walking in thy law. Bestow thy blessing and prosperity on the works of our hands, in our Christian calling, and all our conversation. Amen.